Hello, and welcome back to Places. I am your host, Zach. Today's date is February 8th, 2017. This is my first show of the new year, and guess what? I don't have a place. That's right. I've been so busy with homework, I didn't come up with a single place. So instead, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play songs from places that I probably couldn't find enough music to get a full episode for, and I'll give maybe like a blurb about just that one place and then move on to another one. I know, that's definitely cheating and not the point of the show, but oh well, I have a lot of homework. This first one is from Algeria. What you just heard there was C'est la vie by Khaled. He is a famous Raï singer from Algeria. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Funnily enough, most people probably know that song as Vivir Mi Vida or whatever it's called by Marc Anthony, the the Spanish singer. This was the original version, and I think it's a lot better. And while I was playing, I was frantically trying to learn something about Algeria, and I looked up a random fact about Algeria. Like, that's literally what I typed into Google. And I can't believe that one of the suggested questions Google had is, what country is Algeria in? I thought I didn't know a lot about Algeria, but apparently there's a lot of people who know way less than I do. One memory I always have of Algeria is in 11th grade English, I was reading a book called The Stranger, which takes place during the French-Algerian War, where Algeria was trying to gain independence, and we watched a movie about it. And although I do think it's an interesting topic, that is the one time I ever fell asleep in class because of history. That movie was perhaps the most boring thing I've ever seen, and I know Algeria is a much more interesting country than that, but that was an awful movie, and I don't recommend anyone watch it. Up next, I'm going to be playing something from San Antonio, Texas. The band is called Hacienda, and well, I'll go into a little story about them after the song. Enjoy. Was Savage by Hacienda. As I said earlier, they're from San Antonio, Texas, and they actually were playing at a small dive bar in San Antonio, just a little small gig, and I suppose it was around the same time that the Black Keys were on tour, because They had finished their show, so they were just hanging out at the bar that Haciendo was playing at. And after the show, I believe the lead singer of Haciendo went to the bar and he saw a woman there, and I suppose she was I don't quite remember the story. I was told this years ago, and he started trying to chat her up, but Patrick Carney, the drummer from the Black Keys, just looked at him and said, "Dude, that's a bad idea," and took him away. And from then they got to talking, and they eventually realized who each other were. Well, Black Keys didn't know who Haciendo were, and they got to talking, and the Black Keys decided, hey, you know what, let's produce your next album. So that was produced by the Black Keys, and I can definitely hear the influence. Quick shout out to my brother, who's listening for, I believe, the first time. Santi, I do your homework. There you go. Do your homework. That way you can know where this next place is. It's Australia, and the band is The Temper Trap. Here we go.
Ooh.
we go. The temperature. Oh, wait. Yep, it's on. That's been a while. That was the temper trap from Australia. Now, for being one of the largest countries in the world, I can say I know just about nothing about Australia. One of my friends, Jenny, is half Australian. She lived half her life there. I could probably learn more from her, but I've learned from her that a common child, well, I don't know if it's for children, but a dessert is fairy bread, which is white bread covered in butter and sprinkles. There you go. That's Australia for you. Also, I Googled it just now, and I found a BBC article entitled Australian Man Trapped in Dam with Nose Just Above Water. And yes, it is exactly what you think it is. There's no deep further anything into that story. There's a picture, and it's a water, and you see a nose. Everything in Australia can kill you. Just saying. Okay. Here we go. This next band. Well, I have two things I could play for you guys. I could go to Jamaica, or I could go to Chile. Let's go to Chile. And I have two things to say about it. One positive thing and one hilarious thing. So, here we go. Here's 1977 by Anna Tijoux.
Nací un día de junio del año 77, planeta Mercurio y el año de la serpiente. Signo patente tatuado y en mi frente que en el vientre de mi madre marcaba el paso siguiente. Nacer llorar sin anestesia en la camilla, mi padre solo dijo es Ana María. Sí sería el primer llanto que me probaría, que mandó las heridas y dándome la batería. Solía ser entonces como un libro abierto, pero leí la letra pequeña del texto, como un arquitecto construyendo cada efecto. Correcto, incorrecto, se aprende todo al respecto. Saber que algunas personas quieren el daño, subir peldaño toma tiempo, toma año. Con mi peluche mirando lo cotidiano, dibujos transformaban el invierno en gran verano. Papá me regaló bajo mi insistencia un juego que trataba de compartir la solvencia, pero en el patio hicieron la competencia. Fue cuando sentí mi primera impotencia. 1970 y 1970 y 1970 1977, no me diga no, que no lo presiento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente. 1977, no me diga no, que no lo presiento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente. Adolescencia fue una etapa avisar, el cuerpo es batería y la cabeza guitar. La orquesta narra una tonada quebrada para la mirada de una niña que solo talla espada. Hormona disparada, sobrepobladas de información que cambian temporadas, caminas encrucijada. Cada cual en su morada preparaba la carnada, la sagrada diablada de mirada encabronada. Mi fila en la verdad nunca buscó su silla, mi búsqueda fue mero proceso de pura pila. Pupila de poeta que marcó nuestra saliva, en la cordillera que miraba la salida. La parada militar de paso monótono, colores policromo, los uniformes de poco tono. De tono mi cuestionamiento, la voz hizo no, no. Mi primera rima que sonó y me enroló. Mi búsqueda no fue para mi cosa de escenario, fue algo necesario y que marcaba ya mi fallo. Así que tú hablas más de lo necesario. Fue cuando entendí que todos quieren ser corsario. 1970 y 1970 y 1970 1977. No me diga no, no lo presiento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente. 1977, no me diga no, que no lo presiento. Todo lo que cambia lo hará diferente en el año que nació la serpiente.
you just heard like 1 second of a symphony by Dvorak, who in theory I could play because it's not like I'm ever going to do the Czech Republic. Anyways, though, that song actually is what inspired this show. I was listening to it on the way to the interest meeting, and I was like, whoa, I have so much international music. It turns out I didn't really. I am looking a lot of stuff up. But, you know, it's the thought that counts. You know, when thinking about Chile, at least in terms of, well, no, just in general, you'd think I wouldn't like them. I mean, in terms of soccer, they knocked Colombia out of the last Copa America. And just a reminder to everyone, in case you've forgotten, there was that time where they beat Mexico 7-1 in a quarterfinal. Seven goals. Not six. Seven. 7-1. Seven. One more time, that was seven goals that they won by. Yeah. And my step family is Mexican, so you'd think I wouldn't like them for that. Or the fact that my best friend is from Peru, and Chile just like just demolished them in that war that one time. What was that? The War of the Pacific in like the late 1800s? Yeah, like Chile just like wiped the floor with Peru. You know, the Chile just like wrecks everyone who I'm close to. Yeah, for some reason, I just really respect them. Yeah. I don't know what to say, guys. Here's Jamaica. Here's a little-known artist that I'd like to feature. Most people probably haven't heard of him. His name is Robert Marley. What a bass line. Wow. I mean, I know it's reggae and they're all the same bass line, but that was really good. Yeah, I don't think I need to talk about Bob Marley. Everyone knows who he is. Although something I didn't know, I did not know how much of a football soccer fan he was. I didn't realize that it was well documented that basically every time he was on tour and he wasn't busy, he would get all his crew, all his band members, and they just play football on the streets. That's awesome. I didn't know that. It was such a huge part of his life. And I do intend to read more about it because a book I have on my wish list is called A Brief History of Seven Killings by Marlon James. It was first recommended to me by NPR and then my roommate. It covers the CIA's attempted assassination of Bob Marley, and I'm not sure what the other six killings are, but that's why I'm reading the book to find out. All right, here's a band who are from South Africa, and they don't wear shoes when they perform. I've noticed. I saw them once. I was kind of grossed out by it.
Thank you.
I just realized, back in Austin, the main radio station I listened to, 101 point, I don't even remember the name of it. It's like the indie music station. I always complain that they only play like 6 songs, and it's true. When I came back for winter break, they were still playing the same songs from the summer. This is one of them. I've turned into them. I'm playing this song that I always hear. Anyways, though, that was Congos from South Africa. If anyone would like, my co-host, Hannah Henderson, who's not here today, but she will be here for our first show together officially next week. The radio station is 101.5. Thanks, Mother, for texting me that. Anyways, my co-host, Hannah, is selling a signed copy of Lunatic by Congos for $50, I think. Just to put that into retrospect or into context, current retail price of that CD is $2.67. So do with that info as you like. Up next is a band from England, but they are from Oxford, and I'm never going to cover Oxford. But I like this band, so here we go. They're called Foals.
Stay.
right. That was Mountain at My Gates by Foles. The only song I know by them. I know one song by them, and it's this one. And you know who I'm talking to. Right. So they're from Oxford. And when I was growing up in middle school, I never wanted to go to Oxford, but I really wanted to go to Cambridge. My best friend Mauricio wanted to go to Oxford, and we had a rivalry over this. Well, he goes to A&M and I go to Hendrick, so it didn't quite work out, but almost, almost. Up next is a song by an Austrian DJ. His name is, well, his stage name is Parav Stolar. I don't know what his real name is. So that was Booty Swing by Parav Stolar. It was, that's electro swing, for those of you unfamiliar. It's taken beats from the 1920s and 30s and making it electro. Wow, I really undersold that. I was looking up, and apparently, so the original song that was sampled for this was by Lil Hardin Armstrong, the wife of Louis Armstrong. And, well, the song was called Oriental Swing, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. However, she was an African-American woman, so does she have to check her privilege in this situation? I don't think so. Who knows? Either way, don't say Oriental. It's a mean word. All right. Now that I got that, those politics out of the way, how about I play us something a little more happy? And for the life of me, I don't know if this is from New Zealand or Australia. I could look it up, but I think it's funnier if I just don't know, because that goes along with the theme of today's show. They're called Architecture in Helsinki, which is in Finland, but they're not from Finland. Yes, it is this sickeningly happy. I'm an unfamiliar building on the rooftop where we lay round. Constellations shine to pave the way. Temptation's not a word until we let it go astray. I won't delete it. He won't delete it. Whoa, like don't hover over you all day. Okay, I can't stand it. It's too happy. This is from Japan, this next song. I love this song. It's not a real song. It's a real song, but it was made for a movie called Fish Story. It's a great movie. Very confusing if you watch it, but it's a punk song. It's the last song I'm going to play, and then I'm just done with the show for today, because today has been a real mess. But next week, I won't have more time, but I'll write out a script, I promise. And I'll actually have a place. I have the place in mind. I'm just waiting for my co-host to be here. So here we go. It's called Fish Story by a fake band called Gekirin. It's supposed to be a punk song from the 70s, but it's not really. Who knows who actually recorded it? Here we go.
だったら巨大さと共さに鯨でさえ逃げ出すきっとそうだきっとそうだ Never.
Neptune.